Salutations! I'm Sierra, and I'm the friend you don't want on speakerphone in public.
And I'm Michael Thomas. If I've heard you chewing, I've actively fantasized about your death. And you're listening to...
Really?
Today we're talking about the unspoken rules of the gas station, because apparently, y'all need a reminder. Don't forget to follow us, rate us, and tag us with your own gas station horror stories on Facebook at Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas, or Instagram at Really_thepod. You can DM us with all your stories, questions, comments, concerns, or prayer requests, and we'll share them on here.
And when we share, don't forget to include if you don't want us to say your name and want to remain anonymous, you gotta let us know. Otherwise,
that's true.
We're calling you out.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Well, to get started, Thomas, how's your week been?
It has been very good. This is my first week at my new job. I think I'm going to really enjoy it. It is, you know, the first week, first few days are always a little ominous. You never know what's going to happen or how you're going to interact with the new people. But they're a great group of ladies. First 2 days, I was a little like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then like by Wednesday, I was kind of feeling it. You know, it's a 45-minute commute. So, you know, yeah. I have time to amp up and then decompress at the end of the day. But no, I like it. I get to teach the topics that I really enjoy in nursing. So I get to teach critical care and acute care and acute on chronic. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's been a good week overall.
Okay. Acute and chronic. So fast and ready and lifelong.
Yes. All those things. How's your week been?
My week's been good. We don't have students yet, so we're just prepping with the college and getting stuff ready. But we did have graduation for the graduating class. So that was fun. Their pinning ceremony. It's a little bit, you know, out with the old and with the new, but I cry. It's like we've been together for 2 years and I love you. Yeah, and you've made it, and I'm so happy for you, and I always cry, and it's just, like, beautiful. Love it so much.
It's really the best part of teaching and
absolutely
our education.
And to see their families, like, I cry when I see people being happy for people, and I'm happy for the people being happy, and therefore, I cry.
Yeah.
I just think it's beautiful. So, and this group is fantastic. I love them dearly. This was my full-time first group, and so it was like even more special too.
Oh, your first group since you became full-time?
Yes.
That actually graduated.
Yeah, they are not retired.
They're starting their career.
Yeah, they're getting going.
Yeah.
They've got a long time.
They do.
Yeah, maybe like 53 years. So
do we.
We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Before
we move on, though, I just want to know, Sierra, what, well, if anything, has something given you the ick this week? Bonus points if it happened in a parking lot.
Well, part of it happened in a parking lot. Mainly, it just happened when I looked in the mirror. Well, hold on. Okay. Ever since I got good health insurance, I got a dermatologist. And that's been great for me, especially because I have very, very fair skin and a lot of moles. But that's TMI. We're moving on. What I did go in with was acne, like 30-something acne, which I didn't really get acne when I was younger. So I was extra perplexed about my face.
So
a while back, get a dermatologist. She's like, let's do this. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And we did it and it worked. But why did I get acne 4 days before the pinning ceremony when I got to look pretty?
Oh, yeah.
It happened.
Because the universe has a sense of humor.
Yes. And so I'm like doing all my care, doing all the things to not have this thing stick out. And it worked out, but it still was just like this of all the times. Had we not done pinning and there'd be all these thousands of pictures and things like that and I have to get up and talk, then I wouldn't have cared. I'd just put some concealer on that or not and go. But that's kind of where I was a little icked. But I'm in recovery, so.
Okay.
Is there...
Well, I mean, that's a solid ick.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, that was my ick of like, hello, universe. Thanks for the timing. Is there anything that icks the ick of the week for you?
Not overly, but I will say there is something dead in my car. I don't know what it is. I have looked. I have cleaned it out. I took it to the car wash. I vacuumed. I pulled all the seats. There is an ungodly odor. And it's not horrible, but it's like a, you know, if a noise was really loud, but an odor's really like faint.
Yeah.
Like you can smell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what it is. I have looked. I have done my due diligence.
Have you popped the hood?
Oh, no. No. Oh, I don't want a dead animal in there.
Well.
I know that's where your head went.
Yeah. What about the rats? What about the rats?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, you did have. You have had mice in your forerunner.
They eat the cords. They get in there because it's warm. This is during, you know, it's summer, so we're okay. But during the winter months, they eat the cords because they cover it with some sort of like sweet coating.
That makes zero sense.
That makes zero. I don't know, but it probably does make sense.
Especially, I mean, it's a forerunner. It's an off-roader. You're going to be in nature.
But rats are in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they come and they
set up nests.
Oh yeah, 100%. And this is not new. And also, let me just, first of all, anybody that drives a car in the woods, you're welcome. So PSA, I have spent a lot of money over the years. There's a comma in it of getting the cords fixed because of these rats. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that has been to avoid this is, and this was told by my car people, Irish Spring soap.
Oh.
If you're talking about smells. If you get in my car right now, my car smells very
lovely.
Clean.
Yes.
Yes. There is a bar of soap in every door. There is, there's a spray DIY. There's a bar of soap in my center console and a bar of soap in the, what's that thing called at the front of it? The dash?
Hood?
Oh, no.
The dash.
Dash. Yeah.
Glove box.
Anyways. So I wish you all the best with your smell.
Thank you. I don't know why. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm absolutely perplexed. When I had my very first car, my 1992 Toyota Camry.
Hi. I remember that car.
I had the same issue. However, after I cleaned it out, I pulled up the driver's seat and there was some Japanese cuisine.
General in there style.
That I don't remember how long it had been in there because I don't remember going. That's how long it had been in there. Yeah. So that was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've left the windows open. They're cracked. So we'll see. It's yeah, whatever. Why'd we pick this topic? So we're every week we're picking a topic for something that just, you know, we feel like is relatable and we feel like people can get behind.
Something that makes you say, really?
Really? Yeah, exactly. Did you have like a gas station bathroom horror story? Did you have a snack malfunction? Were there people blocking the pump? What was happening?
Well, in one moment, we pull up. We're trying to be efficient. We're trying to get it done. We're trying to get home. And then we get irritated. And then the power compels me. And I came out of my shell. And I did something that I never would have done.
Okay.
And then we laughed.
You pumped your own gas?
No, I didn't pump my own gas. So.
You didn't get that crazy.
No. Oh, wait. No, Daniel, I do. Not in the story. I do pump my, that, no, I pump mm-hmm. my own gas. But you know who didn't? My padball. He did not. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't let my Nana do that. I pump my own gas. Okay, let's just set that record straight. But, all right, are you ready for the story?
I'm ready. I have been ready.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, you know when you have, like, your big choring day? Either you're by yourself or you're with a significant other or maybe a friend joined you in the fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do what's called dump day. And dump day is because where I live, which I know in the first thing episode, like we talked about the fact that I live in Asheville. It's actually technically Saluda, but we say Asheville because usually people don't have no idea who where that is. So I live in Saluda. And where I live, down by that river, there is not trash service. Therefore, we have to have dump day. So with dump day, we gather up all of our trash and stuff. We put it on the trailer because we probably have a lot, and we take it to the dump. So mind you, we're in Daniel's truck, like is Tacoma, and then we've got the trailer, and we already did that. We're feeling good. We're feeling accomplished. And we then go to the gas station, the local little gas station that's like between my house and this place called Columbus, North Carolina. There's this place called Debs. Okay. And Debs, this is like a well-known in the community gas station. This is where you get your, where a lot of people like go and get their biscuits. Daniel loves.
In the morning.
In the morning. Yeah.
Get your biscuits and your coffee.
Biscuits, coffee in the morning. Fill up your tank.
I would
get out to the job site.
Yeah.
That's what people say. Job site. I don't know. Sure. So Daniel is like, let's, I need to get some gas. I'm like, okay. We pull up to the gas station and there's a car in front of us. This is a small, like local joint. And there's another truck in front of us. And I'm like, well, we'll just pull behind that guy and we'll wait. Okay. And we're waiting. This guy's not out of the car. This guy is, well, we don't even know if there's anybody in there. And Daniel's like, somebody in there. And I was like, I don't know. Is there somebody in there? I don't know. I said, there's a dog. There's a dog in there. I was like, okay, well, the windows are up. Well, that's concerning. So automatically I'm like, excuse me. And then I was like, okay, let's just wait. Let's wait. Well, then Daniel's like, you know what? We'll go around. We'll go around. I was like, we can't go around. We have the trailer on the backside. And he was like, we'll go around. I said, no. I'm going to get out and see if anybody's in there. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm going to get out and I'm going to go see if somebody's in there. I don't think that he...
The gentlest man on the planet, folks.
Huh?
The gentlest man on the planet. He would have done a 50-point turn.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm going to go. And he... I don't think he's ever been more turned on at the fact that I was like...
Confrontational? Well, he wasn't on the end of it this time.
Yeah. He was. So I was like, I'm going to do it. And so I get out, and there's a man there. And I'm like, hi. Like, hey, can you pull up? We can't turn around because we have a trailer. So can you... Can you pull up so we can get some gas? And he was like, yeah, like scared. First of all, I'm not very intimidating, but maybe I was, or I scared him. I don't know what he was doing. Then he proceeds. He doesn't just pull up. I think that he's going to go not to the next pump, but to the, like to park to the side. No, he doesn't park to the side. He turns and goes to the other pump on the other side and just sits there. Just sits there. And I'm like, well, that, okay. First of all, I don't care. Like, cool.
He's out of your way.
He's out of our way. But am I constantly looking? And I'm like, Daniel, what's that guy doing? What's he doing? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, is he out of the car? No, he's not out of the car. I was like, okay, we'll just get gas and we'll go. Then this other car pulls up behind him and it's like a Bentley, like might have been the nicest car I've ever seen, especially down there at Debs. What are you doing here?
Sure. Maybe that was Deb.
That was definitely not Deb.
Oh, okay.
And Deb's friend. They're probably horse people. There's a lot of horsiness going on down there.
Okay, so it's near Tryon.
Yeah, near the Equestrian Center.
Okay.
So, and so Dana was like, hey, do you want to tell them what's going on that it might be way? I said, they've got enough money to sit there and think about it.
They can afford to wait.
And he's like, whatever. Then he's done pumping. And then the guy gets out of the car and goes inside. Still not pumping gas.
But parked at a pump.
Still not pumping gas. Then goes into Debs.
Was the car turned off?
It was running. Because there's a dog in there, I guess. So at least he has some sort of...
In the Bentley?
The truck.
Oh, okay. So the truck was still running.
Dog was still inside. Truck still running guy goes into Debs and...
The Bentley guy gets out of the car too?
No, Bentley guy stays.
He's just not doing anything?
No, he's just waiting.
Well, he's in a Bentley. He thinks some poor is going to come out and...
pump his gas.
Pump his gas, yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. So we're done pumping the gas, and Daniel gets in the car. We proceed to still talk about the situation for, like, maybe a couple minutes. Guy still hasn't come out, and I was like, we gotta just go. But it made me go, what the heck just happened? Like, I need to know what that guy is doing. Like, why are you...
So you have two people...
Yeah.
Sitting at pumps, not pumping.
Yeah.
A man in a truck with a dog. Was the dog cute?
It was a cute little pity. Yeah, it was real cute. Oh, okay.
And then a man in a Bentley.
Yep.
Not pumping.
Just sitting there.
Were they old?
No. I just, it just left me perplexed. And it made me think about what else happens at gas stations that, one, we don't know about, two, that really grind our gears.
I can tell you right now. When people leave their car running at the pump, realize you have to pull up to said pump. But once you are at the pump, you turn that off. And yes. People that leave their car running with it actively pumping gas into it.
What is that?
Are we going to die?
Exactly. Are we going to?
Are we right with Jesus? We might want to make sure we are. Because what if there's a spark?
God.
I mean, I don't know if that's safe. I mean, we'd probably have to look that up. But I don't think it is. It tells you. The signs on the gas pump. Turn your car off.
Turn your car off. Turn your cigarette off. Well, that should be a no-brainer. But unfortunately.
Oh, I've seen it. Hey, I'm a nurse. I've seen them with their cigarette pump or cigarette with their oxygen tank.
Yeah. Also, like, I learned about this at a very young age. I remember my Nana. Well, we would watch Oprah show together, like, but back in the 90s. And Oprah made it. She had, like, a gas station extravaganza conversation. And she was talking about, like, do's and don'ts at a gas station. So here we go. And she was like, do not. There wasn't, like, the phone situation. Because that wasn't, I think it was, like, it's in your 90s. Car. You know, yeah. Like, so.
Yeah.
If you could afford that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very much like, turn your car off or your. Well, as a child, I heard, turn your car off when you pump gas or you'll explode.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's one of those, like, urban legends that just, I mean, it's very plausible. I mean, you are putting a combustible object into a combustible object.
Therefore.
It's combustible.
It's just math.
I mean, 2 + 2, 4.
Four.
Thank you. Do you remember, and this wasn't that long ago, but like when they would always say, do not use your cell phone at the gas pump.
I was terrified.
I was too. And now, like, I get my gas over to Sam's Club. Love the Sam's Club. Been a member since 2017.
They appreciate that.
I know they do. They're struggling. small business. Shout out. Sam's Wholesale. Anyway, but I get my gas over to the Sam's. Now you have to use your smartphone to scan the pump and pay through your phone. So you have to have it out. Now I realize you're not talking on it at the moment, but it's still using the signals.
Yeah.
You know, at 5G, everybody's scared up. But I realize we've advanced, but I just don't. It still worries me. I'm just going to say it still worries me when I'm in.
Here's another question, though. If you talk about being on the phone, what about AirPod? Phones in the car, your AirPods are on, you're pumping your gas. Is your ears going to explode first?
Well, there's a new fear unlocked. Thank you. Thank you for that.
But that's what made me think of it.
I mean, I don't wear my AirPods, like, really, except for around the house, to be perfectly honest, because I lose things. I set stuff down, and then I don't know where it's at. And I've lost many things, some things for years at a time. And usually I'll find them when I purchase a replacement. Anyway, I'm proud of you, though. I will say that. I'm proud of you for walking up to that man. And I'm sure you were polite and kind. And you were like, hey, get out of our way.
Thank you. That is not something that I would ever normally do. Like, I would
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, just let's just go 5 more miles in the opposite direction of our home to a different gas station.
You've leveled up. You're on a new level of adulting.
Thank you.
And I feel like that was like a level boss.
Thank you.
I know.
And it worked out and left me very confused.
Do you ever, like, do people, this doesn't happen to me, but I hear this happening. Like, all my girls, not all of y'all, but a lot of my girls talk about guys that flirt in line with you at the gas station. Like, specifically at the gas station. I'm like, does this happen at Walmart? Does this happen at other places? Do you, is that a thing?
Honestly, I do everything in my power to never walk through that door.
Same. Okay.
So I think we're
on the same plane there.
I can't tell you about a situation. However, I have walked in to like use the bathroom or like maybe get gum or like a drinky drink. And I must have do not talk to me written on my forehead because nobody really talks to me.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Oh, it's absolutely okay. Listen, when Sheetz opened up their self-checkout, let me tell you, it was a game changer.
Wow.
Yeah, they have self-checkout at Sheetz now. So even if I do go in because I want me a Coca-Cola, I don't have to talk to people. Like, I don't have to talk to, you know, the person, which I don't mind. I've been at the Sheetz for so long, and so have the people that work there.
You're a regular. Okay.
They know me. Yeah. Is there anything you buy particularly at a gas station?
You can
only get it at a gas station.
Oh, no, I'm not going in. But if I do, well, wait, yes. Hold on. There is. Just got real excited and I might actually go to a gas station after this evening just for this. This is what I do. This is like road trip. So this isn't all the time because I can't eat candy all the time. I could, but road trip. I know that if I go to a gas station, I'm going to get a berry Propel.
Sure.
A Wooter. And I'm going to get the Smarty Suckers. The large Smarty Suckers. You can only find them at the DG, the Dollar General, or gas stations. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I 100% do. That are on that old wooden broom handle.
Yes.
That Luther has drilled holes into.
Yes.
And all the suckers make it look like a Christmas tree. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I just gnaw on it like a beaver.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and Daniel's like, I need you to calm down. I was like, I'm so excited to eat
those. Those are so big and like, they're so like thick. I mean, you can pretty well make it from Bristol to Myrtle Beach. By the time you are done with that thing, you'll have a hole in your tongue. But I mean, because they're nothing but like citric acid and sugar.
Yeah, I love it. It's just the powdered glob on a stick. And
folks, they're going to hear this and be like, we need to get her on the PR team.
Yeah. Smarty Suckers. Happy if you'd sponsor us, me in particular. I don't need money. I just need Smarty Suckers. Thank you.
Just let her just send her some Smarty Suckers. So that way she never has to go in a gas station again, even on a road trip.
Don't make me do it.
Gatorade, send her some Propel.
Thank you. Barry. Wait. Okay. So let me return the favor. What is your gas station OMG?
There's so many. I mean, I feel like I do go into gas stations a lot, but I mean, it is mainly Sheetz, I will say, because I love Sheetz. Because I mean, if y'all have not had Sheetz,
you need to be sponsored by Sheetz.
What cheddar cheese bites, y'all? Or no, Wisconsin cheese bites, I think is what they're called. They are next level. They're amazing. They're deep fried cheese curds that like squeak in your mouth when you bite down on them. And I always get me a large because that'll take me through two sittings. So really I'm saving money. I'm being economical.
Fiscally responsible.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the only thing I really get at a gas station.
You don't get the rolling taquitos?
No, I don't. I've tried those once and my stomach rolled too.
What about people that get their full meal, full dinner? Well, I guess let me back up if I may. And if I could roll into the hierarchy a little bit of gas station chains.
Oh, okay.
So, and we can circle back if we need to, but I have seen families, wife and husband, somebody's mommy and daddy as well. So grandparents and three kids walk into Buc-ee's and come out with a, like, we're going to dinner and we're going to Buc-ee's.
100%.
Full on dinner.
I mean, if we're talking hierarchy, Bucky's is like, that's the top tier, I think. I think we've established in the United States.
It's out of this world.
Bucky, I've not been. I've still never been to one.
What?
I know.
I can't. I have been to one, that one as you're going to Knoxville. I walked in. Well, first of all, the traffic to get into, like off the interstate into there, is like
a Dollywood ride.
It's like entering into SeaWorld. Like it is like there's a shuttle. I made that up. But it's pretty much felt like that. Like and it's there insane. Should be. It's insane. I didn't know where to go because there were so many options. And then you walk in and it's like, but it's overwhelming. It was, I can't wait for you to go. And then you call me and tell me about it. But it was,
I'm pretty excited. Well,
insane.
I mean, and I will say the likelihood of me getting in a crowd that big.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
Whoa. I do love, like, you know, maybe just a tear down, a Wawa, yeah, a Weigel's, a Sheetz.
We know
I love all those. Yes. Yes. I mean, I love that. I put those three together because I feel like they're the premium brand gas station as opposed to, you know, Bucky's.
Yeah.
That's more of a, you know, luxury.
Gas station. Is a luxury.
I mean, at Bucky's, you can get like a slice of pizza, a pulled pork sandwich, a light bulb.
And some turquoise.
Yes. Exactly. Set in sterling silver.
Yeah, turquoise jewelry, turquoise leggings, turquoise cooler. They had grills out front, like full standing grills.
To purchase?
Yes.
Or use? Oh, okay.
No, purchase.
Like a Lowe's?
Like it was like a Lowe's. You're just missing the tractors out front, lawnmowers.
What about, hold on. Sorry, we will, folks, I promise we'll wrap the gas station talk up, but it is our main topic. Can you tell when you're at a gas station? I thought this today, and we see it especially this time of year because, you know, summer's winding down. People are going on their vacations. But when you're in a gas station, you're a local. And, you know, my Sheetz is right off the interstate.
Yep.
I can tell which person is a local versus these poor people in there that have probably been in the car at least 4 or 5 hours before a break.
Yes.
You know, they have that vacation road trip energy. Lord, please just let me get there. And like you can, they're the ones that walk in literally dragging.
Yeah.
And they're like, my God. And you're just looking at them and I'm like, you really need compression socks, Susan, because you're probably clotting right now. You're probably getting DVTs.
Oh my God. Susan.
I mean, I know, but her vasculature does not look good on those legs. But just it amazes me. And sure enough, I'll go outside, get in my car, and I'll see Susan getting into her Dodge Grand Caravan with her three children and me, Mom, and Papa in the back with the windows barely cracked, smoking with Florida tags. And I'm like, Florida tags. You can tell she's sweating.
Yeah.
I bet they're going to Pigeon Forge.
Absolutely.
100%.
They are going to Pigeon Forge. They're doing all that brings the forge.
They're probably staying at the Island.
And they're definitely hitting up the Knife Works, big giant knife store.
Oh,
and the Columbia store on the way.
I've always enjoyed the Knife Works. I thought it was cool.
I definitely thought it was cool, especially as a kid.
It was Bass Pro before it was Bass Pro.
Exactly. But you know what was cool and now is strongly alarming? The animatronics in the downstairs of it.
Can't.
You can still pay your coins and the animatronics will dance for you.
That's absolutely a nightmare in my head. I won't do it.
Yeah. Anyways, Knife Works.
Yeah. That is not our small business shout out for this week, but I do love Pigeon Forge. I have some wonderful memories of Pigeon Forge. Survival, but I can't handle that many people anymore.
No,
I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Thomas, we're talking about gas stations, we're talking about a lot that's happened with them. The majority of times when I go into a gas station though, it's to use the bathroom.
Run.
Have you ever had a bathroom experience that you're just like, I wish I could control alt delete that from my mind?
Yeah. I mean, more than I would say 100 times in my life. I've gone into a gas station bathroom and been like, I wonder if it'd be better just to not wash my hands, you know, because it's just that nasty looking.
You're cleaner than the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
I mean, even after I've done my business, I'm like, I just don't feel like I can touch that sink.
No.
And then I get to the car and I pure rail.
Yeah. What about when you have to get the key from the...
I won't do it.
From the person?
Nope.
I won't. You've got to get the key.
I won't do it. I will watch for a planner.
Outside.
Nope.
Outside the building.
I already know if I have to get a key, it's going to smell.
The key will smell?
Well, possibly. But I don't put it near my face.
Oh.
But I already know the bathroom's going to smell. If I have to go get a key, that bathroom is going to have an odor. It's going to smell like a litter box. And
cats. Mm-mm. So
if it's like, say attendant for the key, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to go to the ER because my bladder's going to rupture because I'm not doing it.
I'll just go to urgent care. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just. Instead. I'll walk behind the building.
Yeah.
And just pee.
We don't have the luxury. As a familia, I have tried the she-wees and unfortunately she-weed on herself. So.
Didn't you get that for like camping?
One of my dear friends got it for me for my birthday. It was an off-brand, which totally all about, but it did say Jeff Wee on it, which was a little weird. I don't know who he is. Yeah, but it was a she-wee. So the first time that I used it, Dan and I went on a hike, and I was like, wait, I got to go to the bathroom, but I was like really looking forward to it. So I was like, I'm going to use this. And I guess I just didn't go very far. So Daniel could see me, and he watched the whole thing and was laughing his butt off. But I guess I was holding it for too long, and the funnel to out of the funnel out of my body ratio exceeded expectations.
So you overflowed it.
I overflowed and it flipped on to me. So
thoughts and prayers.
So circling back, honestly, if I see like a decent pull off that might have like some woods near it, I'm almost obligated, or not obligated, I'm almost, you know, pulled to going just in nature. Just pulling over and going in nature.
Sure.
I'd rather do that than get a key.
Yeah. Gas station bathrooms are, I can't do it. I mean, I can do it. I will say, I have heard the Buc-ee's has amazing, amazing bathrooms. Now, I will say as well, we remember the OG bestie had her gastrointestinal distress coming home from a Leanne Morgan concert one time. And we went to a Love's truck stop.
Love's.
And we walked in there. And I'm going to tell you, that place was beautiful. It rivaled any sheets I've been in. Whoa. It rivaled, I would say, the Buc-ee's. And bless her heart, she was puking her guts out. She was coming out of both ends. And she was laying in the floor of that bathroom, and you know how she is.
Yeah.
While she's in pain, she's also looking at the floor, and she was like, this is so clean. And she came out of there.
Miserable and observant.
Yeah, like you do. She comes out of there and gets back in my car, and she was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Oh.
But that was the cleanest bathroom I've ever been in. You know, good. You have some like privilege going on when you're dying and you're also looking around to make sure you're not going to get a germ.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I love that. I pray that one day, if I have that, I get the luxury to look down and go, well, at least I'm here.
She loved Love's.
Love.
The Love's in Dandridge. Shout out. Just saying, Love's truck stop. It was amazing. And I might have got me a hot dog waiting on her. I'm not kidding. They have a build your own hot dog station.
Oh, a DIY? Amazing.
Yes. It's like a 7-Eleven.
Huh. Wow. All
right. Anyway, last segment for the day, folks. We're calling this Really Spend Your Money Here. Sierra, give us your recommendation of the week for small business.
My small business is near and dear to my heart. It is around where I live in Saluda, North Carolina. And it is the Wild Flower Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And it...
You have taken me there.
It's great. It's so good.
It's tasty, folks.
Yeah. You know you're good when you can close on certain days of the week. Well, I think they also have to, like, bake bread and prep sure, and all
they
that.
They got a proof. They got a proof.
But you also have pizza on Wednesdays and Fridays, like wood fire pizza or however they do it. Oh, so good. Best pizza in Florida. And as well as they are doing focaccias, but they sell out. So I'm like, it's focaccia Friday.
I bet.
It's Friday. I got to get my focaccia.
Uh-huh.
So that is on Instagram. It's at Wildflower Saluda. And flower is spelt F-L-O-U-R. Huh.
Look at that. Play on words.
Wildflower Bakery.
How do you spell Saluda?
S-A-L-U-D. Saluda.
A.
Oh, dang it. Saluda. S-A-L-U-D-A. Saluda.
You won the spelling bee.
That's something that will never happen ever to me.
Those are words you're never going to hear, hon.
God, no. Tell us, what is your small, well, what is your place that you are really going to spend your money here?
The main reason I was excited about getting this job is because it is located in downtown Kingsport, Tennessee. In the Tri-Cities. And there's a little place called the Bagel Exchange.
Remember that place. It's great.
And I love it. The proprietor is this gentleman from New York City. And
yeah.
You know, if you've ever had a New York bagel, they're the best. Know. And they have amazing, amazing bagels. They make their own cream cheese. Again, amazing. Yeah, it's so good. The Bagel Exchange, you can find them on @the_bagel_exchange on Instagram. And they are on Center Street in Kingsport if you're local.
Absolutely.
I love it. It really is great. One last thing, though, I do want to do before we're out of here, because we're using our time. So I reached back in the vaults this week, folks, for our messages from Mom. I sure did.
Oh.
I know. This one is from Monet.
I have not heard this one. So
the date on this one is December 19th, 2018. So this was at 9:37 p.m. on that date mentioned. I had not talked to her. The previous text was at 5 p.m., so 4.5 hours. She says, randomly, I want some glow-in-the-dark blue. And I said, why? Her response was, neat. And my response was, really, mother? That one is probably my favorite exchange. Now, we've had many, y'all. But that one is probably my favorite exchange. It was it's a solid one to start with. But I just thought, this gives y'all a good baseline for my mother and her level. She does not try to be really funny. She just is funny. Same with my sister. But the three of us, we're just hilarious. So anyway, but yeah, that's one from the vault. That's a Mona classic.
Okay. Well, hold up. Just to confirm, she said glow in the dark glue.
Glue. Elmer's glow in the dark glue. That, mind you, this was December 18th, 2018. And I sure enough did. Got on my Target app and I got her some glow in the dark glue for Christmas.
Hold on. Did you ever figure out what that glow in the dark glue was used for?
I have never seen a thing in her house glow in the dark.
At night.
In 7 years. Yeah, at night. So I don't know what she used it for. It's still in the junk drawer in her kitchen. But if she needs it, she has it.
Wow.
Oh. It's amazing. I love her.
What it is? It's neat. Neat.
It's neat. It's neat.
Neat. Okay.
Glow in the dark glue. Why? Neat. Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Anyway, thank you all very much for listening this week. You know what, Sarah? Let's normalize judging people at the gas pump. But with love.
Yes, with love. Yes.
What are we talking about next week?
Oh, next week. We are talking about something that I think everyone definitely can relate with, whether you're at a gas station reading this or you're at your job. But it is the per my last email.
Oh, I've started so many emails that way.
Oh, you're that guy.
I absolutely am.
You're that guy.
Not anymore, because I don't really work in the corporate sector to do that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, per...
Yeah, now you're like, email. Per my syllabus.
Oh, yes.
As an instructor, yeah.
Okay, per my last email. Think about that, folks. If y'all have any good stories to share with us about email exchanges.
Yeah, or emails that you were perded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been on the receiving end of a few. I've been on the receiving end of a few, like, per my last emails, and after my face got red, and I flushed, and I felt that warm wash of inadequacy, and, you know, that came down, I was like, well, yeah, she did say what she was talking about. Yeah, he did. He did tell me exactly what I asked. I just didn't read it. So, I get it. I get why I got that. Anyway, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, tag us in your most chaotic gas station experiences. Bonus points if you have receipts. And by receipts, I mean pictures. Take pictures of these people. Pictures of the infractions that we're fussing about.
I guess that's it. And we're done. So thanks for letting us join in maybe a drive, or you're on a walk, or while doing some choring. If you liked it, tell a friend, a family member, or that weird guy that walks by your house every day walking... what you would assume is a dog. And if you didn't like it, well, don't talk about it.
Can you not tell it's a dog?
The dog?
Can you not tell it's a dog?
No one knows.
Well, okay. Remember, folks, the views and highly correct opinions you hear on this show are ours alone and don't reflect the views of our employers, our pets, our family, or our ancestors.
This show is for entertainment and mildly educational purposes. If you make any life-altering decisions based on something we've said, that's on you, boo.
That's on you, boo.
That's right. We'll be back next week.
Stay curious, stay hydrated, and don't be a butthole at the gas pump.
Really, Thomas? Really, with Sierra and Michael Thomas, is produced by Griff Chap Studio, LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio, LLC. All rights reserved.